A little toe-tapping good time at Rosie on the House. With special guests Todd Whitaker and Ron LaBrie from TWD Design Build Remodel, Rosie certified remodeling contractor in the greater Metro Phoenix area. Todd, I had occasion to visit with you about a week ago. Y'all pretty busy.
We are very busy. Yeah, it's, as we, we shut down for a couple months during the COVID thing going on when it was real hot and heavy.
Literally just shut down. Everybody yeah, shut home down. We said, called let's all wait
of
it
our,
out.
Called all of our customers. 99.9% of those customers understood. A couple of them wanted, we had to do some reimbursements to them.
Okay.
But guess what? When we came back, every one of those customers were there waiting for us, and it's an awesome feeling.
Yeah. Wait, the so day you walk back in the office and announce, we're open for business, and the phone rings off.
Yeah,
the
it's
hook.
Pretty nice. It's a very good feeling.
Well, remodeling activity all across the country is just like off the charts right now. The remodeling industry is going to hit $400 billion this year.
And it's so interesting. We were talking about this a little at top of the hour, and election years, this will be my sixth one that I was old enough to vote in. Every single election year, construction has just, everyone's holding off to see who gets elected and what the economy does at the election. And, in the midst of all this, construction has thrived because people are home. It didn't kill equity. Man. They're making adjustments to their life, whether work from home, school from home.
Interest rates are at record low.
Or the 12 projects they've been putting off because they weren't around to manage getting it done.
There you go. Yeah. We're doing several
the opposite
home
effect for construction
things,
industry has happened. And record rates on cost of material, on lead time to get products, especially if they have electronic components in it.
Yeah.
It's the strangest year.
It is. It's a lot of the work at home now things that people are, not a whole bunch of people knew this was coming, of course. And then when it hit and they were forced to work at home or work from home, they were on their kitchen tables.
Yeah.
So the conversion.
Make and
so,
do.
Yeah.
Make and do.
Make and do.
We're getting requests to convert houses. That they need not one, but three home offices, one for husband, one for wife, and one for the kid doing Zoom meetings with school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the first 2 weeks of March of this year were the quietest our remodeling phones have ever been. And the only other time they were that quiet is when they were counting George W. Bush and Al Gore votes in Florida. There were 2 weeks there that the phone did not ring.
Yeah.
We used to just look at each other in the office, and we'd call the phone just to make sure the phone was working.
I wonder if it's working,
But in all the ups and downs I've been through in the last 50 years, those were the two quietest weeks I've ever seen.
Yeah, we, even when we were shut down, we were still fielding calls.
Yeah.
And they were rolling in. So it's, of course, we'd explain how we were, what we were doing and why we were doing it, and
all of this
worked out.
Working from home and adjusting our living spaces ties into this concept of universal design, having a fully functioned home at all ages of life and stages of life. And if that stage is working from home, schooling from home, this ramped up that type of universal
it sure
design
did.
or that type of functionality in universal design.
There you go. Yeah.
Well, we've talked a little bit about making things easier to grab, operate, where control should be on appliances. Another concept that we're not going to have time to get into right now, but when we come back after the break, I want to talk about the role of lighting and how subtle, but yet how important that can be in so many dimensions of what we're talking about here in universal design. Again, the definition, universal design is a design principle that takes into account the diverse needs and abilities of all the people that will use it. Like Romy says, it could be homeschooling, it could be home officing, or it could be home convalescing. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get you designed up in this next remodeling project to fit you, regardless what of that you need to incorporate into your new lifestyle.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to talk to a couple of professionals. Todd Whitaker Drywall. They're in the office or in the studio today. You can text 411-923 or email info@rosieonthehouse.com. We'll be back after bottom of the hour news of all things we can do. Can't stop the clock.